Well, we had two young ram lambs who we were going to send across to a friend in Cambridgeshire. And he's had stock from us before and is very good and comes across the island and picks them up because he has a license to do so. Now, we were going to organise the same thing, but of course, with lockdown last spring, we couldn't do that. He was not allowed to the island. There was, at some point, the allowance that he could actually put his trailer onto the boat and we could take it off at the other end, shovel our stock into it and send it back, possibly with one of us in attendance. But unfortunately, the COVID rules and the rules generally have always said there must be somebody who is licensed to accompany the stock. Well, my husband isn't licensed. We did try and find out about whether we could get a license, but of course, during COVID, nothing was happening. We weren't able to upgrade ourselves to have a license. And so we couldn't accompany our own stock. Now, we've kept these sheep for, time out of mind, really, and looked after them and cared for them and brought these two young rams up, of course. And obviously, we would mind them very carefully, but we weren't allowed to. So we had to then get a carrier who did have a license with a big wagon taking other stock across to take the two ram lambs. Now, if we had taken them, they would have travelled in a trailer, separated with water and hay, etc. But because they were going with a carrier, they were just thrown in with another ram. Probably no bedding or anything, but I can't vouch for that. With a whole load of other sheep in a big wagon. They were accompanied by somebody who had a license to accompany stock, but somehow they arrived at the other end and one of the ram lambs had had the leg trapped in the tailgate of the wagon. Which meant that the skin was actually taken up the leg. And it was an incredibly bad injury. And he was offloaded after into a field somewhere not very far from Lancaster. And the shepherd who received him said that there was an injury. It was definitely a bad injury. Anyway, when our doctor friend, who was going to come across with his trailer and pick them up, arrived, this lamb was in a very bad way. Anyhow, he put our two ram lambs into the trailer, separated with hay, food, water, etc., every care taken, and took him back to where he lives on the other side of the country and looked after him for a fortnight. Giving him antibiotics, everything, binding the wound every other day. But the lamb went downhill badly and he had to be put down because he was in such pain. Now, I had tried very hard to take it up with the carriers, who I believe actually the wagon was met at the other side by the owner of the wagon, who was a British carrier. So whether the injury happened then, I just can't find out. Nobody will talk to me. Nobody wants to admit guilt, I suppose. But I do feel that really the carriers should be insured for this sort of thing because I've not been paid a penny for this ram lamb that was carrying really good genes. That was the reason for him going across. A nice pedigree ram from the Isle of Man to upgrade genes of the stock across. Well, those have been lost, and I have no recompense, and that's why I'm a bit angry about it all.
No, that's absolutely understandable. And you've mentioned here in this email that you sent to us that some people might say it's not a pet, it's only a sheep. But I get the sense that these sheep actually, this ram actually meant more to you.
Well, all our stock mean a lot to us. We only have a small flock. The flock is a very old flock, as I told you. They are a pedigree flock of Loctons, and there's only two of us on the island now. The rest are not pedigree. And so, you know, having raised this Ram Lam and his compatriot, we take every care of our stock, and we do mind about them. We don't have cats and dogs, but we do have sheep, and we look after them as well as any shepherd should. And, you know, not to be allowed to actually accompany our sheep across on the ferry just because we don't have a bit of paper just seems ridiculous.
Does this throw into question the terms around having a license, that if you do, like you say, have this piece of paper, that you should be, you should have to meet certain standards, especially when carrying livestock across?
Well, you'd have thought that they should actually arrive whole and in one piece, wouldn't you?
I think that'd be first and foremost, yeah.
Yes. I mean, okay, the journey is only about 4 or 5 hours, sort of door to door. And, okay, they could probably do without food and water, but the fact is we take great care of our stock, and it really hurt to have to just throw them into the general mix of stock that maybe nobody really gives much care to. You know, these are breeding stock, therefore one tends to take a great deal of care out of them. So, anyway...
Okay.
So that's my story.
Yes, of course. Well, looking ahead, obviously we're sort of starting to see the rollout of vaccines here. COVID's almost looking like we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we may be sort of in this situation for many more months. Can you envisage this happening again if something's not done? And what should be done to stop it from happening again?
Well, this is very worrying because there is no way that we would actually send any of our stock by carrier now. We have had the luxury of this gentleman from across coming with his trailer and fetching our stock because they consider our stock are worth, you know, the gene lines. But we would like to borrow a ram from across because, you know, we don't have other pedigree stock on the island to choose from. And if we do use a ram that's not pedigree, which most of them on the island are not pedigree, we lose our pedigree status. So the only way that we can actually keep our stock not too closely related is by borrowing a ram from across. And there is one with a very rare line, which we would love to borrow, but we're not going to be able to use him because there's no way he's coming across with a carrier, and there's no way we can fetch him. But we'll have to try and somehow maybe get ourselves licensed so that we can actually do the carrying. Because I believe you can go across with your stock on the ferry, as long as you don't get off at the other end and that just the trailer is collected by the people from the other side and the stock removed, etc. There can be a bit of boxing and coxing done that way, but it all hinges on this stock license, which I don't think is fit for purpose.